Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now for that item that I did warn you about before the commercial break. This might be a bit too interesting for some of the younger listeners, or, you know, maybe people are a bit more sensitive, because if you are a bit bored with your sex life, you can buy some new equipment or new underwear, or you can go to a sex coach. Kenneth Play in New York is one such person, and he coaches in the literal way. He watches his clients have sex and instructs them as they go along. Afternoon, Kenneth.
Good afternoon.
Now, as I understand it, you come from a background, professionally speaking, of being a personal trainer. How do you get to be a sex expert?
I found the sex positive community in New York about 6-7 years ago, and by going to some sex parties first. And then from the teaching background that I have for a decade and a half, I just love being a geek and learning everything that has to do with, like, how to, like, in fitness, you want to learn how to, like, lose body fat and gain muscle at the same time, kind of thing. So with that same mindset, I always want to learn how to be better in bed. And I grew up really kind of insecure, feeling sexually invisible. So and it was something that I really wanted to change in my life. So, like fitness, I kind of overcame that part of my life. So I applied the same type of philosophy to trying to change my sex life, and I didn't know that it kind of worked the same. So I got to learn from people who go to a lot of sex party, different sex experts, sex educator, kink enthusiasts, tantra teachers, just some everybody in the community, and I accumulated some of my favorite, like, tips and tricks, and I call it sex hacks, sort of became an expert. Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm hearing, Kenneth, is that you just had a hell of a lot of sex.
A little bit of that too, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. So a typical session, when a couple go to see Kenneth Play, how does it work?
I sit down with them first. So I talk to the couple first and really trying to understand what they are either struggling with or have some challenges, or something that they're really curious about that they want to try. So, and then after I discover something they really want to work on, just say they've been, you know, the wife been reading something like 50 Shades of Grey or watched a movie and really got turned on about kink being tied up or being spanked, and they both couple are curious about it, but I never have done it. So I kind of educate them first a little bit about the topic. Then we get to try it in the bedroom, and, you know, it could teach them about technique or the mindset behind it. And then there's two sessions in a typical, I call it private play lab. And then we try something, we take a break, we have some snacks, we talk about it, and we try it again. Mm-hmm. And then we debrief at the end.
And so when you're kind of talking the couple through various mm-hmm. things, are you kind of sitting in a chair in the corner? Are you on your feet? Are you walking around a bed and going, no, put your leg there?
No, I do a lot of show and tell, except I just don't touch, you know, my clients' privates. But I show them as much as I can without being their lover.
Yeah.
But if I'm showing something like bondage or spanking, I'm totally okay of doing a lot of show and tell when it comes to that stuff.
Right. Okay. During these sessions, are they actually having sex, Kenneth, or is it kind of sort of rehearsal?
No, they are having sex, and I definitely, you know, teach that and very comfortable with teaching that. But I teach a lot of, like, manual sex, like how to use your hand, how to use your toys, how to, you know, have oral sex, and those things are much easier to teach. Sex positions and stuff is not that complicated, you know?
Yeah. Okay. If, say, couples might come to you because they want to try something that you can kind of instruct them how to do it, do couples come with you and they have difficulties in their sex life? And what kind of difficulties would they bring to you?
Well, a lot of couples would have difficulty if they get stuck on a routine. I think it's really hard to tell people that you're struggling with sex. A lot of it is also arousal and desire, not just as far as, like, you know, it's not just always about technique. So I always remind couple that there's three different sexuality on the table, right? You have the individual, just say traditionally, like the husband and the wife, individually, what they actually desire and want and how they want to have sex as a couple. So a lot of time it's very difficult to express what the person actually really, really desire individually, because once people get into a relationship, they think of sex as like something that is has to happen mutually.
Yeah.
So I really try to get deep into what they really want and what turns them on and find some compatibility between the couple.
Yeah.
And the other side is not, you know, I want to try oral sex. Like I think everybody have, you know, tried the basic like oral sex or anal sex or vaginal sex, but they don't necessarily learn how to be different. So they always the same person going in. So a lot of it is about being someone different.
Does it ever happen that a couple comes to you and you know, you work with them, but just the spark isn't there anymore?
I mean, a lot of people come in where the spark is, you know, not there, it's dying. They're trying to reunite that. So that's very typical. And it's also, it's such a, you know, paradox, because the closer, more intimate you are, the less passion a couple would have. Sex has to become very intentional rather than, you know, you walk around and thinking, oh, I'm going to suddenly going to be horny. So I teach a couple how to work with their sex drive and work with their arousal.
Do they have to a degree then, couples who have been in a long-term relationship, pretend to be other people?
Not other people, but I mean, they could as role play, but be express a part of themselves that they have might not already like to share with their partner, you know? Yeah. There's all aspect of ourselves, and there's some of the things really exciting about infidelity or cheating is that people, when they are with other people, they get to be someone different. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're a little different with every friend. So I think the unique thing about having a session with me is that if they are in a monogamous relationship and they don't want to, you know, they don't want to have, you know, external, you know, love affair or have other lovers, they get to have me in there while, you know, I get to bring out different aspects of themselves.
And for especially those couples who perhaps may have been used to just having sex with each other by themselves for many years, how do you get them to relax? Because it's, you know, for many of those, I imagine it's just weird to have somebody else in the room.
You would think, and I would think in the beginning too. But you know, if you're thinking in, if you put it in my perspective, right? Coming from a personal trainer and a fitness background, it's kind of weird not teaching people how to do exercise.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So to me, it was kind of crazy that you can't teach people while it's happening, because you're a completely different person. Not different, but in arousal in the bedroom, you're a different person than just talking about it as a concept, you know? So you can't teach sex just like a TED talk all the time. It's sort of ludicrous to me.
Well, but for those couples, is there a process by which you have to kind of put them at their ease to some degree?
Absolutely. The first thing is that, you know, I only practice enthusiastic consent. So there's no pressure into trying anything. I tell them they could stop at any time. It's not going to be weird for me. I also give 100% money back guarantee. So they could be like halfway in. They go like, look, this is not for me. I'm happy to give all their money back.
Okay.
And also, I really encourage them to go to where is, you know, I teach this concept is called, you know, green, yellow, red. So green is that you're already learning information that you already know. You're very comfortable with the topic. Yellow is sort of like new, is challenging, right? And then you kind of on the edge about it, but that's where most learning happens. And red is like, it's too much, it's overwhelming, I'm shutting down. So I kind of encourage them to be in the yellow zone where they could really get the most out of the session.
For you, Kenneth, when you're off work, when you want to have sex with someone, is it difficult to keep a line between? I mean, if you've spent a whole day watching other people having sex, is it, you know, like cooks often at the end of the day don't feel like eating?
Sometimes. I mean, if I do it, if I work a lot, you know, I have to have some kind of downtime to transition back to my, like, you know, my personal sex life.
Because I was wondering, in your personal life, you might go, well, I've seen that four times and he's not doing it right. So is it also difficult for you to be not critical about your lovers?
It's not about being, I don't think it's about being critical as in someone has to do it in a certain way.
Yeah.
And it's a very dangerous word when it comes to sex, that there's like the normal or the best way. My philosophy is more on the Bruce Lee side, where people get to find what is uniquely theirs, right? Yours, and then express it. So, and a lot of the sex is about more about compatibility than doing it as an expert. So you have to find someone who enjoy what you do. And luckily, learning through both teaching and my own self-study is the communication part that really makes a big difference. So I am proud to be a really good sex communicator, right? So I could express what I want and encourage my partner that, like, you know, to communicate. So it's easier to find compatibility.
Kenneth Play is a sex coach in New York. Kenneth, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Find me at kennethplay.com.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.